Florida A&M University is tearing down nearly half of its dorms. Here's the latest redevelopments at FAMU. I'm Gabrielle Bolden. Walking onto FAMU's campus, it may sound like a construction zone. That's because bulldozers have begun tearing out the walls of Diamond, McGuinn, Cropper, and Wheatley Halls. FAMU President Larry Robinson says Truth, Pattyfoot, and Palmetto North are all slated to be demolished as well.
Oh yeah, I know. I know it's painful.
Robinson says the move is long overdue, especially for Diamond and McGuinn.
They're not functional. Actually, we're paying for maintaining those without generating any revenue because as long as they're standing, there's a certain degree of maintenance that we have to do. And that includes some utilities that we have to pay for.
Diamond and McGuinn are being replaced with a $2.7 million amphitheater proposed by the Student Government Association, with the student body paying for more than half of the fees. However, English major Caitlin Haynes has questions about the plan.
When we lack housing or the housing is on the way out, like Pattyfoot and Truth is really struggling. And even Palmetto South and Faith is struggling. Like when I lived in both Palmetto South and Faith, the pipes burst most of the time. So it's like, why are we building an amphitheater when we need more housing? And when our enrollment keeps going up.
FAMU Housing posted a picture of the demolition on Twitter and Instagram, causing an outcry of sadness and reminiscing from students and alumni. Robinson says renovations weren't possible for the dorms and would have been too expensive. It's cheaper to tear down and build elsewhere.
What about demolition and reconstruction at that site? Well, that wouldn't work because of the infrastructure, you know, the aging infrastructure beneath that facility, right, and in that particular location.
According to Robinson, extra money from the refinancing process will be used to address additional renovation and maintenance needs. A new dorm with 700 rooms is slated for reconstruction near Martin Luther King Boulevard and Osceola Street. For WFSU News, I'm Gabrielle Bolden.